We've just seen some pretty horrifying looking pictures of floodwaters heading out onto the reef. The pictures I'm looking at look immense, but we don't understand this. Is this bad? Is this good? What's going on? To give us a bit more information, we've got Dr. Frederic Kroon, who leads the Australian Institute of Marine Sciences water quality team, joins us right now. Just how extensive is this floodwater on the reef, Dr. Kroon?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it's quite extensive. So the flood plumes we have been seeing over the last 2 to 3 weeks covering Great Barrier Reef waters extend along a stretch of coast of about 600 kilometres from the O'Connell River in the Whitsundays all the way up to Cape Tribulation near the Daintree River. And they're extending out for 50, 60 kilometres east, particularly to Burdekin River, which is flooding as we speak.
And so what kind of effect is this having on the actual reef itself? Is it going to kill it?
Oh, it's not going to kill it by itself. So what we've been monitoring is to look at the extent of the flood plume. So we definitely use these pictures that you're referring to, but also we're doing actual monitoring of the flood plume waters to look at where they're going and how long they're staying there. And we're doing that by looking at salinity and the temperature of the waters. And the second thing we're interested in is what is in actually in these flood plumes. And obviously there's fresh water reducing the salinity of the coastal waters of the Great Barrier Reef. But also there's a lot of sediment and nutrients in these waters, and they can definitely affect reef ecosystems.
Now, look, I'm assuming this is going to have a pretty extensive result, but I heard there might be one little silver lining in that potentially the cooler floodwaters could help combat some bleaching that we've been expecting for this early part of the year. Is that actually possible?
Well, if you would call that a silver lining, yes, then that would be one. That certainly these floodwaters, they are cooling reef waters. And so, yeah, they could hold off or prevent bleaching from occurring this year. But the flood plumes themselves are also considered a disturbance to reef ecosystems.
Yeah.
And so particularly concerned about that because the reef has had lots of disturbances over the last couple of years. We've seen bleaching over 2 years. We've obviously seen Cyclone Debbie in the Whitsundays. We have crown of thorns starfish outbreak. So it just gets hit over and over again, and it doesn't get time to recover from any of these disturbances. And that's our main concern with these flood plumes at this stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for giving us an update on that. And, yeah, fingers crossed that these flood plumes don't do too much damage to the ecosystems of the Great Barrier Reef.
I'm sure, Dr. Kroon, you're going to have a lot on your hands keeping the monitoring of that. But, again, thank you for taking the time to chat with us.
No problem at all.